This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome to Well, Tex and Adam with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Thanks as always to Doug and the Rainbow Report team for another great show. Good evening, Adam. How are you tonight, my dear?
I'm fantastic, Tex. And how about yourself?
Oh, well, you know, trucking on, doll.
Trucking on? Oh, that's a new one. I haven't heard you say that before.
Yeah, oh, well, it's a new... Every now and then we say a new one, Adam.
Tex, one of the most interesting questions that I will pose to you all night is What is on the show this week?
Well, Adam, this week on the show, we're going to be chatting with David Eckel. Now, David works in the area of drugs and alcohol. So we're going to be exploring about the issue of drugs and alcohol for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer and questioning communities. Or if you like to, we'll just say it, the rainbow community. Soon we're going to have a news item, and later on we'll have some snippets of news about events and stuff happening around and about. But Adam, we love to hear from our listener. How can they get in contact with us tonight? What sort of platforms are available?
As I say, many, many, many ways. You can phone us on 1300-JOY-949. You can email onair@joy.org.au and we get that in the studio in the same way that we get the SMSs directly into the studio, which is 0427-JOY-949. Or obviously you can like us via Facebook, which is facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy.
Indeed. Adam, this is Well, here on Joy 94.9. Oh, thanks, Chad. That was gorgeous. I'm glad you finally got it out. You are listening to Well, here on Joy 94.9, and we have a gorgeous piece of music to play.
And what are we listening to, Tex?
Well, for the very first time this year, in fact, it's the very first time since October that I have played Dusty Springfield. It is the immortal Dusty Springfield. She's actually with the Pet Shop Boys, and she's asking a very simple question, Adam. What have I done to deserve this?
She's still asking it now?
She is right now. Oh, indeed you are. This indeed is Well on Joy 94.9 here in Melbourne. And in Sydney, you're listening via the Star Observer Digital. That's a digital radio pop-up station presented by 2SER, Joy, and the Star Observer. See the banner at joy.org.au for more details. Adam,
yes,
it's that
dear.
Time in the show that you love because we're about to do the news segment. And when we do the news segment, that's right, we rattle the papers.
Shuffle our papers, make it feel like a little bit of a news desk.
Indeed, we make it sound like a news desk. And look, tonight, Adam, as we discussed back at work, I thought, look, we're always talking about AIDS Map. Now, AIDS Map, AIDSMAP, AIDSMAP.com. We quite often get really interesting stories about HIV, about sexually transmitted infections, all sorts of really interesting stuff. We've never actually really spoken about the site itself.
That is indeed correct. And when Tex walked into my office to discuss this option, I'm always a little bit miffed, but I actually thought this was a fantastic idea because, as you mentioned, we do speak about a lot of information that we find on AIDS Map, but the actual website itself, besides saying it's fantastic and we use it, we never really go into depth about the types of information that it contains and basically the amount of resources that can be found on that for the general listener or general viewer.
Indeed. And when I opened up the site today, I saw a really, really interesting thing. And it's a new interactive tool, which is for people living with HIV who are contemplating starting HIV medication or highly active antiretrovirals, which is much easier to say HIV meds.
That is correct.
Or HIV drugs, if you like. But this this little tool is called Get Set for HIV Treatment. Now, it's an interactive tool, and it's designed to help people think through how they feel about starting treatment, that is, HIV treatment, and identifying any questions or perhaps any concerns they might have. And it explains the factors that determine the need to start treatment, and it's designed to help people decide whether they're ready to actually take that step.
And just, I guess, as a premise, we'll say that the URL is aidsmap.com/ get set. But I think it really sort of, it's really interesting because it's a very interactive tool in terms of you've actually got to put in a lot of information about yourself. And it actually gives you sort of like, for want of a better word, sort of like a profile.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really weird, but it's actually a really, really, really useful tool. And it actually helps you identify questions or concerns that you might have about starting treatment and explains, I guess, some of the factors that determine the need to start treatment. And I guess issues around adherence and explaining all of those factors that if you're saying, this is what I do in my life, this is how I do it, this will actually assist you in, I guess, just getting a second opinion and an arbitrary one as well.
Indeed. Look, when you go through, look, the first page, if you like, you need to answer a series of short questions. You know, there's a series of questions about your health and about your feelings about starting treatment. And it gives you the options. You can answer all of the questions, or if you like, you can skip any questions you don't want to answer. And quite often when people are filling in surveys and things online, if you don't fill in all the questions, it won't let you go any further.
That's
so
true.
It's really good that there are 20 questions, takes about 5 minutes to complete, but you won't be asked your name.
That's true. I mean, it's all obviously confidential and anonymous and no personal details need to be entered. Mm-hmm. But it produces, I guess a better word to describe it or a better phrase is like a personalised fact sheet for you. So it's something that you can use. And I guess depending on the answers, the fact sheet might explain why you should think about starting to take HIV treatments, highlight any issues or concerns that could affect your readiness to start treatment, because obviously it's a very big decision. But I guess we would sort of premise this with this is not a diagnostic tool.
No.
That obviously a conversation needs to be happening with yourself and your doctor in relation to starting HIV medication. But this is just something additional that you can use just to get a bit more of facts and figures, I guess.
Yeah, look, and the really interesting thing about it is when they do the personalised fact sheet, which of course are based on how you answer the questions, you actually get the option. You can print it out immediately. You can save this fact or the series of fact sheets as a PDF, or you can have them sent to you as an email. Now, people think, oh, my email, they'll have my email address. The really good thing is that they say, well, we don't store your email address. So as soon as the email has been sent, your email address actually disappears from their system. So, yeah, a really useful tool. Something something for people living with HIV who are contemplating treatment, perhaps going along to the AIDS Map site, which is aidsmap.com and then /
get set,
which I really like that, get set. but when you get to the AIDS Map site, it lists all of the stories from the most recent story. Like there are stories that the most recent story is one I think that came in 2 days ago or by now because it's based in the UK. There may be stories being uploaded right now, so there may be stories which are more relevant to right now. But then it goes back in time and you can check through a whole lot of things. So HIV generally, HIV for men, HIV for young people, HIV for women, sexually transmitted infections. And a really great thing they have is a whole lot of different resources which you can download. You can either look at them on screen or you can download them. And they are in a variety of languages. So it's not just in English. They start off in Arabic, it ends in Turkish, and it has about 12 or 14 languages in between. You know, Russian, Portuguese, Hebrew, Italian, all sorts of languages. So, brilliant site.
It's fantastic.
Great place to go. And it's a place that we go to fairly regularly, at least every Thursday when we're looking for a story to talk about here on Joy.
That's true. Well, if there's nothing that's come up locally that we find is really important to talk about or hasn't been discussed on other shows or in the local press, obviously we use AgriMap to sort of see what new research is happening and around the world. So you can join up to their local newsletter and get informed.
Indeed. And I get a regular update of information sent to my email address.
I do too.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Yeah, well, good whatever. On you, Adam.
Yeah, congratulations to you too. Whatever.
This is Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. That's right, and that was Francois Sagat saying basically you're listening to Joy 94.9. Stop laughing.
Sorry.
Joining Adam and I this evening is our colleague, David Eckel, from the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre Counselling Service, and he works in the area of drugs and alcohol. Good evening, David, and welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's good to have you.
Thank you.
Now, David, I thought we could start a little bit of, start perhaps with a brief overview about you. Can you share with our listener and with us, of course, a little bit about yourself? For example, what work have you done in the past? Has it always been in the areas of drug and alcohol counselling?
No, it hasn't. But I guess to answer your first question, I grew up in Queensland, so not from Victoria. Grew up in a small town called Rockhampton.
Oh, yes.
Do you know Rockhampton?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, okay. I've actually been there.
Oh, have you? Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Well, growing up there was a little bit difficult and isolating for me. So when I moved to Melbourne when I was about 20, I really wanted to dive into all things gay. And part of that was getting involved with the VAC, actually, as a volunteer carer for a year. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I did some volunteer telephone counselling with a service called Caring, which is sort of like Lifeline.
Okay.
So it's crisis telephone counselling. And from there, I decided to become a teacher for 5 years.
Oh.
So I taught in secondary schools and primary schools as a music and drama teacher. But I guess I kind of felt like that wasn't the right fit for me as such. And I thought I might do better in more the counselling, social work sort of area. So I made a career transition in my late 20s. And did a bit of study and worked for a year with Men's Line and Beyond Blue and then transferred to drug and alcohol counselling, which I've been doing for now 6 years.
Oh, great.
Oh, fantastic. And obviously some of the working week for you is filled up with the Victorian AIDS Council / Gay Men's Health Centre, as Tex likes to sometimes call it. But I guess where else do you work?
Sure. So the other 2 days of the week I work as a drug and alcohol counsellor at a community health service called Isis Primary Care, and they're located in the western suburbs of Melbourne.
Okay, and what do they do? What does Isis do? I know Isis is an Egyptian goddess, so I doubt you're working for an Egyptian goddess.
No, but maybe I wish I was, but I'm not.
What does Isis do?
It's a rather large community health service, and it services the western region of Melbourne, and it offers a variety of services like physiotherapy, dietetics, social work, family services, problem gambling counselling, and drug and alcohol counselling.
And just out of interest, what does it stand for?
It doesn't stand for anything.
Oh.
I think because the Egyptian goddess is the goddess of healing and health, from memory.
Ah.
Yeah.
Fair.
So it's not an acronym.
Everything in our community is an acronym, yeah, so I just naturally assume that that stood for something. But yeah, okay.
I saw. We are going to play a short piece of music. It's by an Australian artist, in fact, a Melbourne artist, Pippa Wilson, who is quite often heard a lot on Women on Waves here on Joy between 9 and 11 on Sunday mornings.
Love that show.
With Anita and Caroline. This is by Pippa Wilson, and it's I Don't Know Enough About You. Well, David, we are certainly finding it out tonight.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try.
Oh, indeed. That was gorgeous, sweetheart. I think that was Tina Arena.
It definitely was Tina Arena.
In French. Basically saying the same thing as Francois Sagat of, you know, you're listening to Joy, darling, and it's gorgeous.
I don't know. I didn't hear Joy. I thought Joy would probably be the... Never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
You're listening right now, dear listener, to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 here in Melbourne and on Star Observer Digital in Sydney, a digital pop-up radio station presented by 2SER, Joy and Star Observer. You can find out more by clicking on the banner at joy.org.au. And if you've just joined us, we're chatting with David Eckel from the Victorian AIDS Council about drug and alcohol counselling.
So I guess before you mentioned that you were also working for ISIS, so specifically what do you do for ISIS? Because you mentioned that they do a variety of different services. So exactly what's your niche within that variety of services?
Sure. So I work as a drug and alcohol counsellor for ISIS's drug and alcohol service, which is called Voyage. Mm-hmm. And so there I see individuals and couples and families for drug and alcohol counselling.
Yeah. And I guess, obviously, drug and alcohol counselling, there's going to be a variety of different issues involved in that. So what are some of the main challenges involved in actually providing drug and alcohol counselling?
Sure. Well, I think you just pointed it out then, really. I think the complexity of presentations that we see, I think that is the most challenging thing. So most of the clients that we would see will have a drug and alcohol issue, but they'll also have a mental health issue as well going mm-hmm. on at the same time.
Yep.
So you've got those two significant issues as well as no doubt some other issues on top of that, like problems with homelessness or unemployment, hep C or an acquired brain injury, involvement with child protection or involvement with the criminal justice system. So it's multi-layered and very challenging sometimes.
Good luck on that one, geez.
Now, David, are most of the clients that you chat with, are they affected by drugs or are they affected by alcohol or is it affected by both?
Well, for the service that I work for, mm-hmm. I, as a rough guess, 50% of the referrals would involve problematic alcohol consumption. Mm-hmm. However, the norm would be polydrug use, as in people who are using more than one drug at the same time. So that, I'd say about 80% of the clients coming through would be polydrug users. And there might be multiple reasons for that. It might be to do with availability of the drug, or mm-hmm. they might want to enhance the drug they're taking with another drug, or perhaps counteract the effects of the drug they're taking.
And just out of interest, I guess you know, the sort of dual diagnosis aspect to it, what do you tackle first? Is it the drug misuse or abuse, or the alcohol use or misuse, or you tackle them both at the same time head on? That's probably not a question that can be easily answered.
Well, I think I've got two answers to that. One would be I'd want to start with where the client wants to start at. Mm-hmm. And the other answer would be that I think from available evidence that it's best to try and tackle both together, if possible, at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Now, David, I believe you have a bit of an interest in the neuroscience of addiction. First of all, what's that all about? And can you tell us a little bit about it as well?
Sure, my pleasure. So neuroscience is all about the brain mm-hmm. and brain functioning. And so I got interested in this area. I think it's really fascinating. I got interested in it when I was just getting sick of clients coming in and they would say to me, I've stopped drinking, I've stopped using altogether, and I'm never going to use again. And then when we try and unpack that and make a plan for that, so they wouldn't use again, they'd say things like, oh, forget it, I'm ready, you know, I don't need any help, I'm fine, we don't need to make a plan. And then invariably the following week they would have relapsed and started drinking or using again. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, well, what happens if both of us knew a bit about what was happening inside of the brain when that happened? So I did some project work with a neuroscientist from the Florey Neuroscience Institute.
Yep.
And that was a tremendous learning curve for me. But I think some of the most important things I took out from that is that when you decide to stop drinking or using, it takes a while for your brain to catch up with that decision. So when you are drinking and using, your brain will release a lot of feel-good chemicals, I guess, or neurotransmitters. You feel good, and that makes you want to repeat that behavior again. When you stop using or drinking, when you encounter a trigger, as in somebody you might have used with in the past, or something on the TV that reminds you, or even a feeling that you had, so you might drink when you're feeling depressed. So when you encounter a trigger, your brain, within less than a second, is releasing those chemicals to get you sort of on edge or feeling a sense of anticipation, reminding you of when you were using in the past, so you'll use again. Mm. So a lot of people don't know that your brain's actually working so fast, pushing you towards that.
Okay. Well, while we process that information, let's listen to a couple of community service announcements and some messages from our gorgeous sponsors here at Joy, and we will return to talk with David just a little bit more. This is Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. Indeed you are. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 here in Melbourne and on Star Observer Digital in Sydney, a digital pop-up radio station presented by 2SER, and we do thank 2SER, Joy and the Star Observer. See the banner at joy.org.au for more details. And if you've just joined tongue-tied me and the rest of us, we're chatting with David Eckel from the Victorian AIDS Council.
So, David, obviously we've talked about, I guess, your interests and where you've been working in terms of ISIS. So when did you actually join the counselling team at the Victorian AIDS Council /Gay Men's Health Centre?
I joined in late December last year, so I'm really relatively new.
Freshly new.
Yeah, fresh.
And I guess how does the work at VAC differ with the work that you undertake at ISIS?
Sure. So the main difference would be that my role at VAC is really a project worker role rather than counselling. And so I'm working with my project fellow project worker, Paul, who's part of the counselling team, mm-hmm. and also Hillary, who works at the Burnett Institute. And the primary aim of the project is to set up a therapeutic group to support members of the community with drug and alcohol issues, as well as improve the capability of the counselling staff at VAC in terms of supporting clients individually with drug and alcohol issues.
So is part of that upskilling the staff at VAC?
That's correct. Right. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, no, that's all right. Thank you. That's all right, Dale. Now, David, from your work, or perhaps from research, are members of the Rainbow community, the GLBTIQQ, are they more prone to drug and alcohol issues?
Yes, they are, to answer that succinctly. Mm-hmm. Basically, the literature that we've looked at, both nationally and internationally, shows that definitely the Rainbow community uses alcohol and drugs at much higher rates than the general community. There was a study that came out last year from the UK called Part of the Picture, which surveyed about 4,000 members of the community around their drug and alcohol use, and they found that drug and alcohol use was about 7 times higher in the Rainbow community than in the general community, and binge drinking was about twice as high in the Rainbow community. And there are some really specific reasons for why it is so high. Mm-hmm. And some of them are around discrimination and homophobia and transphobia, social sure. isolation, coming out, living with HIV. And I think a really interesting one is around, I guess, socialization. So being part of the scene, or, you know, people congregate together in bars and clubs and dance parties and so forth. And so the norm there is to drink or to use drugs. So that in itself is a bit of a risk factor, I guess, but also it can be a protective factor in that you've got friends and connections there, and also you might feel a sense of belonging as well.
And I guess people who are affected by drugs and alcohol be referred to you yet in terms of this new therapeutic group? Or, well, I guess that is to say, have you commenced seeing clients?
Yep. So I guess Paul, my project partner, and myself, we're hoping to start our first therapeutic group in April this year. So I guess between now and then, I'd encourage the listener to call the VAC and ask to be put through to the duty worker, who works from 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, to either book in for individual counselling, or we'd really love it if you could register your interest in the group.
Okay, and we'll be talking about that group some more after we've heard this delicious piece of music. Now, this is another Australian group. This is a group called Little Red, and they're basically telling you that it's all right. Indeed it is. You are listening to Joy 94.9, and the show is called Well, Well, Well. You're listening to Joy 94.9, perhaps on your radio here in Melbourne, and in Sydney, you could be listening via the Star Observer Digital. That's a digital radio pop-up station presented by 2SER, Joy, and Gorgeous Star Observer. If you want to find out more, see the banner at joy.org.au for more details. And if you have just joined us, we're chatting with David Eckel from the Victorian AIDS Council about drug and alcohol services.
So, David, you mentioned before that obviously this new therapeutic group that you're wanting to get up and running is going to be happening soon. But obviously there's got to be a little bit of scoping exercises or a little bit of formative evaluation work. So I do hear there are some focus groups for the Rainbow community in the works. So can you just share with us and the listener just a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So the project team, we're really interested in finding out about what the community has to say about drug and alcohol use, and also particularly what they'd like to see addressed in a therapeutic group. So we'd really love the community's ideas, particularly around, I guess, whether they'd prefer a single gender group or whether it should be all-inclusive, and also information around other treatment pathways such as individual counselling or maybe an information resource on the internet.
Okay, and I guess the formulaic would be potentially group therapy, so I guess you're probably maybe going to get some perspectives on whether individual counselling versus group therapy or people's experiences or just anything, I guess. The more you get, the better it'll be.
Yeah, I mean, the primary focus will be on the therapeutic group and what people would like to see covered in that group or addressed. But yeah, we also want to address those surrounding issues or questions as well.
Yeah, and will there be separate groups for men and women, or will they be mixed in terms of the focus groups?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I can't really give you an answer for that at this point. I think it'll depend on numbers and recruitment, and ultimately it'll be up to Hillary and the Burnett Institute about how that pans out.
Okay, now what are the where and the when type details?
Sure. So at this point, there's two focus groups planned for Monday the 18th and Tuesday the 19th of March in the evening. And they will occur at the VAC at the Peter Knight Centre at 6 Claremont Street in South Yarra. And most importantly, participants will be reimbursed $30 for travel expenses and their time.
Oh, good heavens.
I'll take $30. Can I come along?
My ears just pricked up.
Well, I guess how can interested people or interested folk register or, I guess, get in contact if they wanted to be part of one of these focus groups?
Okay, it's really easy. All they need to do is call Hillary or Elise at the Burnett Institute, and I'll give you their number. It's 0451 115 126. I'll say that again, 0451 115 126, or alternatively they can visit the VAC GMHC website to find out further information. There's some information on the focus groups there.
And a really easy way, of course, to find out is to go to your favourite search engine, perhaps the one starting with G, and type in Victorian AIDS Council, and that will take you straight to the Victorian AIDS Council website, where you can get some more information.
Well, I guess, what will be the outcome of the focus groups?
Well, the outcome is going to be that it will inform how Paul and I write up the therapeutic group in terms of its content and its structure. So basically it's all about finding out about what the community, how the community wants to be supported in terms of drug and alcohol issues.
Fantastic.
Now, David, you said that Hillary or Elise are the people to contact, and they're at the Burnett Centre, but it's being held at the Peter Knight Centre or
in
Claremont Street, South Yarra.
Yes, that's right.
What was that phone number again for Hillary and Alice?
Sure. So the phone number is 0451 115 126.
Now, we'll be repeating that before the show ends tonight, and I think it's something we'll also be putting onto our Facebook site.
I think we will.
That'd be wonderful. facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. And of course, we do like you if you like us and like our Facebook page.
We don't Facebook like you, though. We like the fact that your Facebook liked us. Tex doesn't actually get what I mean, but the listeners will.
Listener, yeah. David, thanks for joining us this evening. I can see how we will need to get you to come back into the studio, back on the show, sometime in the future, perhaps when the focus groups have been run, when you've written the proposal for putting together these the actual workshop that you're going to be conducting, and perhaps when there's some outcomes from that focus group testing. It'd be really interesting to have you on later in the year.
Absolutely. I'd love to be... back again here. It's been great. Thank you very much for having me on.
No worries.
It's been very good. Now, we are going to hear some important community service announcements. We're going to hear another piece of music. This is a gorgeous piece of music, again by an Australian group, the Little Stevies. The song's called Somewhere We've Just Been. Well, we've just been having a great chat here with David Eckel from the Victorian AIDS Council about the drug and alcohol focus groups which are coming up, and we'll be giving you that number again soon. This is Well 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 with Adam and Tex here on Joy 94.9. This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9 here in Melbourne, of course. And, of course, if you are listening in Sydney, you're listening to Star Observer Digital, a digital pop-up radio station presented by 2SER. And we do really thank 2SER. Presented by them, by Joy and Star Observer. And if you'd like more details, see the banner at joy.org.au. Now, Adam, it's that time of the night when we suggest to people it's time to get your pens, pads or your devices ready to take down some websites and or phone numbers. And we have both tonight.
Do we?
Yep, we do indeed. And you know what I'm going to suggest we start off with?
What is that?
Chill Out.
Oh, yay. One of my favourites of the calendar year.
Indeed. The annual Chill Out Festival. It's fast approaching. It's not this weekend. It's the following weekend. It's happening in Daylesford over the Labor Day long weekend. Now, there's all sorts of events, and you can go to the website chilloutfestival.com.au. So that's Chill Out Festival, all one word, .com.au, because there are all sorts of events. Joy's own Dolly Diamond is performing, Marie Wilson is performing, another Joy regular. All sorts. There's a long lunch, there's a long dance party. And on Sunday, the 10th of March, there's the annual parade through the streets of Daylesford, and it's a real hoot. Mm-hmm. The Country Fire Brigade, Country CFA.
Yes.
They have their bells
they do their
whirling
snags
and things. And then later on in the afternoon, starting about 11 o'clock, down at the big park is the Carnival Day. And the Victorian AIDS Council Game and Health Centre, we're going to be there. We'll be at Carnival. We're going to be at stall number 16. I know we're next to the Australian Sex Party because Jill, our colleague, told me today. We'll have show bags. We'll have safe sex packs available. And pop on over. Pop on down if you're going to be
Definitely.
In Daylesford. If you're going to go to Carnival, come over and say hello. You don't need to pick up the show bag. You might need some safe sex packs. Who knows what's going to happen? But just come and say hello anyway. And I know, and Jill's going to be there, isn't she?
Jill will be there indeed.
And Jill was a previous host here on Well, Well, Well.
She certainly was. I'd just like to point out that the show bags for Chill Out this year are actually a little bit different. They've got stuff in it that wasn't available at Carnival.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
What wasn't available at Carnival?
Oh, well, I guess you'll have to go up there and get a show bag to find out.
Oh, well, I'll be going up to Chill Out then.
Fine. But I must say, one of the best things about Chill Out is the barn dance.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go along. It is an absolute hootenanny fun time. I just wanted to say hootenanny.
If you want to find out how to get tickets for that barn dance, go to the website, Chill Out Festival, chilloutfestival.com.au.
Hmm. And I guess another thing that's going on around town is Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix is...
Oh, yes, indeed. Really important.
Yes. Phoenix is a workshop for people who have recently been diagnosed HIV positive. And it's basically about taking the first steps to living well with HIV. It's about engaging with other men who have been through similar experiences. And through shared experiences, you get a little bit more of a context and a bit more information than you would actually get from either a conversation with a friend who doesn't know what you're going through, even though they're trying their best, or a doctor who's coming from a very different perspective. So I guess if you're actually really interested in attending one of these workshops, visit livingpositivevictoria.org.au, which is formerly the People Living with HIV AIDS. That's their brand new name, Living Positive Victoria. So it's livingpositivevictoria.org.au, or call 9863 8733 and ask to speak to someone about the Phoenix workshop.
And basically what they mean by recently diagnosed HIV positive is any time in the last 2 years. So it can be quite recent as in the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months, but it can also be any time in the last 2 years. Really great workshop. Now, Midsummer. We've just finished one Midsummer Festival, and Midsummer are on about it all over again. They're talking about Midsummer 2014.
Oh, wow.
Which will be the 26th annual Midsummer. They are asking people, if you've got an idea or a proposal or a concept for what something that could go on in association with Midsummer 2014. Perhaps you do dance performance, you're an artist who wants to display work, or you're a dance party promoter who wants to put on a party in association with Midsummer. Get to the Midsummer website, but you need to do it before the 31st of March. So,
oh wow,
from tomorrow it's the countdown. Because, of course, tomorrow is the first day of autumn, the 1st of March. So you've got until the 31st of March to get all of your ideas to Midsummer. Just go via their website, midsummer.org.au. And remember, Midsummer is spelt MIDSUMMA. So midsummer.org.au.
And another thing, and I think we do mention it quite often, but I think it's definitely worth mentioning again, is mm-hmm. the Enough campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, which is enuf.org.au, not mm-hmm. enough in terms of...
I've had enough.
Yeah, yep. I've had enough. Well, that's actually what it stands for in mm-hmm. terms of its context. It's a new website out by Living Positive Victoria. And I guess you're really encouraged to submit your stories about stigma and discrimination, like Australian Olympian Jai Wallace, because the whole point of the Enough campaign is to end stigma, end discrimination. We've all had enough of it, and it basically just needs to stop.
That's right. And you're encouraged, as Adam has just said, to submit your stories. But also it's a great place to go and read the stories from all sorts of people who are living with HIV mm-hmm. About stigma and discrimination and about some of the ways that people have combated or have fought against stigma and discrimination. You mentioned Jai Wallace, the Olympian. I think he was a trampolinist.
Trampolinist, he was yep. indeed.
But also people like Dean Beck, a very well-known name and voice here at Joy 94.9. Dean is one of the Enough ambassadors, where he gets to tell his story about what he thinks about the discrimination against people living with HIV.
And I guess there's other ways that as well, that besides going to the website and just having a look around and getting more information, there's also stuff you can do. So there's badges that are around, there's mm-hmm. posters around. So badges with the Enough message, they're available from locations like Joy itself right here, bars and other venues. Like it's everywhere. So if you can grab a badge, gold coin donation or for free or however it works.
Indeed. And wear that badge. Wear the badge with pride and other people will get to see it. We'll see that the website is spelt E-N-U-F, enough.org.au, and it might lead them to having a look at the website as well. Before we finish up tonight, Adam, I thought we will talk just very briefly about David Eckel. He came in to talk about the focus groups for people affected by drugs and alcohol. The groups are happening on the 18th and the 19th of March. He's looking for members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer and questioning community. And the telephone number, if you'd like to speak to register, is to speak to Hillary or Alice.
Elise,
whatever, at the Burnett Centre. It's 0451 115 126. That number again, 0451 115 126.
And I think it's kind of important to point out that the focus groups are actually being run by the Burnett Institute so that they're actually a little bit more objective. Mm-hmm. So that I guess Paul and David don't really go in with a preconceived notion about the questions they're going to ask or yep. how to tailor it. You've got two people who won't be involved in the actual developing of the group. They mm-hmm. actually just want to hear what you guys have to say.
That's right.
This is really a fantastic opportunity where members of the community get to say, this is what we want, this is what we need, and this is what we think.
Indeed.
And you actually get paid $30 for that.
That's right.
Awesome. I say my opinion around the office all the time and I get shut down with no money.
That's right. Well, Adam, next time you say something, I'll throw 5 cents over the partition.
Oh, holler at that.
Coming up next here on Well, 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 of course, is Hide and Seek, your show about sex and sexuality, with Andrew and Dean, I think, tonight. And they usually have a host of guests coming in. We do have a few people we'd like to say hello to. First of all, I'd like to say a very big thank you to David Eckel, our guest tonight, who came in and talked about those focus groups that are coming up. I'd like to say hello to Warren in Cairns. I know he listens. To Wayne in Nimbin. Though he's just moved to outside of Nimbin, but I know he listens. And to Deb in Reservoir. Plus, who have you got to say a big hello to, Adam?
I'll just say hi to my mum. She never listens, and I say it all the time. She's like, yeah, I'll podcast it, I'll podcast it, I'll podcast it. But anywho, hi, your mum. And Nancy and Bluey.
That's just, Bluey a person?
Yep, that's just for Renee.
Okie doke.
She'll get it.
We have a couple of messages coming up, and then we have our going out track, and it's a track that I'm dedicating to everyone who is either in Sydney at the moment for Mardi Gras this weekend, or who are heading on up from wherever in Australia or wherever in the world, who are heading to Sydney for Mardi Gras this weekend. The song is Dancing in the Street by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and we hope that after the parade, you indeed are dancing in the street. This is Well, Well, Well. We'll be back again next week. Cheers, everyone, and good night.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Bye-bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.